Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Queen podcast. This is the most casual nonsense podcast you will ever listen to, but it is filled with amazing ways to grow your Instagram and sell out your business and be the CEO bitch you know you are, okay? If you love what you're hearing, you can check me out on Instagram at the Design Queen, Q-W-E-E-N, for more good tips. Let's dive into this podcast, honey. Welcome to the Design Queen podcast, you guys. Today we are talking about manifesting everything that you want and that secret step that everyone forgets about when doing it, okay? We're talking about feeling like a fraud if you feel like you don't know enough of a subject to start your own business, if you feel like you're not good enough, if you are scared to make it from month to month. It's how to not live in that mindset that you are not going to make it, okay? And I'm so excited to share this with you guys, so let's get started. And I think that when people start their businesses and when they look for help starting their businesses, yeah, I can, you know, give you guys all the tools, like the technical tools to do it. And I can design you a logo and I can help you make a website and I can tell you how to perfectly reach your audience on Instagram and how to sell to them. But if you are stuck in this mindset, like you ain't shit and you're never going to be anything and that you're not going to make money and that you still feel like you are an imposter and that you are faking it and that there's so many more successful people in your industry, then you are not going to make money and you're not going to let it flow into your life. Okay? It's so easy. And I think the main thing people forget is that it's more than just asking for it. You need to demand it, and then you need to live your life like you already have it. And that's where alignment comes in. And if you read that post, we talked about alignment. Well, I talked about alignment, and we can talk about it more if you guys are really interested in it. But alignment is, after you ask for something, it's being totally aligned with your future self. And just like I tell you guys to target your dream customer on Instagram and build your whole brand around her. What does she wear? What does she do? What does she say? Who does she love? What does she eat? That's exactly what alignment is, except it's you targeting your future self. And you need to target her every single day. And you need to live and breathe her. And if she wakes up at 7 a.m., if you see your dream self waking up early and going to the gym, you need to live your life like that. If you see your dream self relaxing outside in your backyard, that's what you need to do. Because once you are asking for these things and you are living this reality like you already have it, and that's your life to you in your head and you truly believe it, the universe has no other choice but to almost catch up and give it to you. And that is just such a crucial freaking part. And people leave that out. They just ask, and they say, oh, I want money, and I believe I want money, and yes, I do. But what does your life look like when you have it? You need to give the universe some kind of map. You need to give them something to go off of. Does it look like you have all this money and you're giving it away to charity? Do you have all this money and you are freaking buying all these handbags? Because that's going to be me. If you have all this money and you're going to live your life a different way, everyone's going to. And you need to step into that. Oh my God. This is what I do. I let my dog out, let him back in, let him out, let him back in, let him out, let him back in. Nutso man. If you guys have animals, I'm sure you're with me. Craziness. I have an Irish Terrier and he is so energetic and such a freaking nutso man. He's literally out of his mind. My fiance really wanted this dog, this breed of dog, and we got him, and I love him to pieces, and I'm such a dog person, but he is just a crazy person. So if you hear him in my podcast, I'm sorry, he's just a mess. But anyway, back to the good stuff, back to the money making stuff. You need to demand what you want. So for example, I had a really good night's sleep, and this morning, we always wake up around like 3 a.m. and that's when he eats and I change his diaper, my son. And I was like, you know what? I just like really wish we can go back to sleep, because he usually wakes up at like 6:40. He's like a 6:40 a.m. boy. That's when he gets up. And I was like, I am so thankful that I have such a healthy, happy baby and I have such a nice bed to sleep in, but I'm so excited to get more sleep in it, and it's that easy. So it is. And I just kept saying that while I was like nursing him and while I was changing his diaper. And we slept until 9:30, 9:40 this morning, and he has never done that before. And it's just as simple as asking for it and believing it and feeling it and believing you already have it. And I can't say it enough. I probably keep saying it to you guys, but once you step into that power, it is just a whole different life. And it's the fastest, most rapid way to see change. And you're just projecting it out to the world. And as a designer, I work with people who are starting their businesses, or who are midway in their businesses, or who are big companies. And one of my clients that, he just had a big tummy grumble. One of my clients that I work with 3 times a week is a big company. And then a lot of times I just do freelance work for people who are starting out, because that's what I like to do. I like to do branding, and I like to do logo design. I like to help people realize who their customers are. And it's the people who are just starting out that have only X amount of dollars in the bank account, and they're willing to spend that all on a bomb-ass branding plan and a logo, because without a doubt in their mind, they know next month they're making a 5K, 10K month, and they're not even questioning it. Those are the people who are so successful. And it's these big companies who are living in this mindset that they are not going to make it to the next month. And oh my God, do you hear him? He is being a little noisy. When they're not sure they're going to even make it to the next month, and they only want to budget out this amount of money, and they don't want to pay you a certain amount for this and for that. And it's like, do you believe in yourself? Do you not think that you can spend this amount of money on a really nice website because you don't think you're going to be around next month? Because if so, then what the hell are you doing, you know? But it's these people who are like, yeah, I'm going to totally kill this business. I'm going to sell my freaking butt off. And I just know I am. And it's that easy. So it is. And that's what I want you guys to ask for. So I want you to practice that. I want you to say, I'm so thankful for whatever we're going to do. I'm so thankful for my dream clients. I'm just so thankful that I'm already working with them. But I'm so excited to make more money. I'm so excited to start this new business. And it's that easy. So it is. And once you get in the habit of doing that and just saying it to yourself all the time, I want you to let me know how easy it's becoming for you. Because really, it's just life-changing. I don't know how to explain it anymore to you guys. It's really not that complicated, but changing your mindset is the hard part. And looking back and realizing, why are we thinking this way? Why are we living in this mindset that we're not going to make it to the next month? And there's something called a scarcity mindset. And it's just that. It's like living like you are not going to make it. It's these companies thinking, well, I can only budget out this much amount of money, because are we going to make that amount next month? Are we going to have that coming in? And when you are living from that point of view, that's your reality. But when you're living like, next month, I'm going to make a 10K month. I know it. I'm going to hit $10,000, and that's it. And you don't even entertain the other thoughts in your head. That is true manifestation and alignment. And you're not living in a scarcity mindset. And you're not worried that there's other people in your field that are doing it better than you, and that you're not enough, and that you are faking it till you're making it, okay? Because you aren't. And that's another thing that I talk about in my courses. There's something called an imposter syndrome. And Michelle Obama preaches this, and she always talks about it, and so does Maya Angelou, that it's something particularly with women that we feel like, even when these women are so successful, they feel like they're faking it. And I just read this like post that made me laugh and made me think about this. And it was like, I asked my grad school professor the difference between like accept and eat, like, accept and accept, but spell with an A and spell with an E. And he was like, honestly, I have no clue. I wrote my whole dissertation leaving it out. Like, I don't even know. And it's just to take a step back and realize that these professionals in our field really have no clue what they're doing too. And everyone is in the same boat. And I don't know what I'm doing half the time. And everyone is just winging it, okay? And you can't compare yourself to these people when you only see what they're posting and what they're doing. And if you're sitting there only looking at your competitors, unfollow them, okay? And just know that you are enough and that these successful-ass people out here are doing it. And I think Maya Angelou, she said something, which I don't have the exact quote on me, but she's like, I've written 10 books now and this is when they're going to find out. They're going to find out I'm a fraud now. Meanwhile, she's like writing these amazing freaking historical bomb ass like pieces. And she's worried that soon people are going to find out she's a fraud because in her head, she wasn't making them like out of her truth. She just thought she was just winging it and she was an imposter and she was just doing what everyone else is doing. And now she's freaking Maya Angelou toss. So you need, guys need to take that piece of advice and just know that if you're worried that people are going to judge you or that you're not good enough in your category, that you freaking are. And everyone else who started felt like that too. And all these successful women are living with this thing and it has an actual name. And once I found out that it was literally named something, it took so much relief off of me and it took so much pressure off of me. And I'm like, oh my God, that's my life. Like, I'm doing this, this, and this, and I'm trying to book this client. And if I'm not super, super confident that I can make this website look bomb.com, like, they're going to feel that, and they're not going to pay me what I'm worth, and they're not going to value me at what I'm worth, and they might not even give me the job. Because in my head, I'm thinking, like, oh my God, I can't do this as good as someone else who's been doing it for 20 years, and why are they going to give me this job when three other people are bidding on it, you know? And that's what takes you out of alignment when you're living with this imposter syndrome and you're living out of scarcity and you're in this scarcity mindset. So I just dropped a lot of truth on you guys and I love talking about this and I'm so excited to be able to finally share this with you guys because this is what makes me happy and helping women start businesses is just something that I'm truly passionate about. And I love, 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 love when I get a client that it's just a mom or it's just a young girl and she's like, I'm going to start my own hair business and I'm going to start, you know, selling this. Even if it's just like something on Etsy, I'm like, let me help you. Let me do it because I want you guys to succeed and I want you guys to realize your power and realize that you guys are freaking amazing women. Like, we literally make life. We make life and then we make a freaking drink every single day that sustains life. And if we can make that, you don't you think we can make $10,000 in a month? Hell yeah. Yes, we can. Okay? So if you guys are really, really, really interested in this topic, let me know. And maybe we can do like a weekly thing about manifesting your goals and we can do some affirmations. But I want you guys to take that one with you today and just say, I'm so thankful for this, but I'm so excited for this. And it's that easy. So it is. And try it out. And that's my baby crying. And I'm so thankful for him, but I'm so excited he's gonna stop. All right, guys, I love you all. If you love today's episode, like really freaking loved it, go ahead and click the subscribe button. Click it right now. I'm watching you. And you will get a notification every time a new episode drops so you never miss out on the latest ways to grow and make money in your business. So come along, join the TDQ gang, follow me on Instagram at The Design Queen, and leave an awesome review on this podcast so I can go ahead and keep making amazing episodes for you guys, giving you the latest secrets on branding and business. Mwah.